Sometimes they're extremely enthusiastic. So what we're going to do, we're going to go inside. The Vidishi devotees, the Indian devotees can go inside the temple. The Vidishis can't. We'll go inside the courtyard, and we can see the deity from the doorway. We're going to warm up our obeisances there, and we'll circumambulate around the temple. And then we'll have darshan of another couple deities, Mahalakshmi, and a special stone I'll say something about in a moment. And we're not going to stop the kirtan. We'll do kirtan the whole time. And we're not going to spend very much time. Maybe we'll be 10 minutes or something. And then we're going to a very mysterious, quiet forest place. My favorite place in Orissa. So this temple is the Amarnath Temple. It dates back to Satya Yuga. It's a very long, very amazing story. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here every year during the Anavastra period, the time when Lord Jagannath is, quote, sick. And once he came here, he became so ecstatic, he offered his dandavat pranams in front of the deity, and he melted the stone with his body. That body print is still here. They made a separate temple for it, just off to the side. And the foreign devotees, we can go and we can touch that. This is a Brahma Gaudiya Mutt. We're going to come here later on. This is established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And there's a couple of very special stories about that also. So everybody who has shoes, there's a shoe stand over here. You have to put them in the shoe stand. And we can give, I don't know, some generous devotee wants to give them 100 rupees or whatever like that. Give them some lump sum. I would suggest that. And please just be together. And don't be angry toward the pandas. At one point, they forbid the Western devotees from going inside at all. Because there were a few ISKCON devotees from Germany who came and they wouldn't allow them inside the temple. And they said, hey, we're ISKCON devotees, and you should. And they tried to force their way in, and the police came. And then for a few years after that, they wouldn't allow Western devotees even inside the gate. It doesn't pay. Just be gentle and humble, and just thank Krishna sending him to make me more humble. And give them a little donation. They're pandas.
In 1 minute, say why the Alanath deity is special.
So, this deity is very mysterious. He's a four-armed deity of Lord Narayan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have darshan of four-armed deities of Lord Narayan. In fact, he said it was an offense to worship a four-armed deity. So Maharaj has asked me to tell a long story in 1 minute, see if I can do it.
Just the essence of the significance, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Just
so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told a very amazing story, which I went around and asked pandas for years trying to find. Why did Mahaprabhu become ecstatic in front of this four-armed deity of Narayana? No one could answer. My Guru Maharaj told the story. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told the story. There's a place called Paita near Govardhan where Krishna hid in the bushes from the gopis. And the gopis came there, and then he manifested the form of Lord Narayana. And they said, oh, it's not Krishna. We thought it was Krishna. Oh, it's just God. Dandavats Narayana. Where is Krishna? And he didn't say anything. He was very mysterious, Lord Narayan, there in the bushes. And then Srimati Radharani came. And he couldn't keep those four arms in the face of Radharani's intense love. She wants Sham Sundar, Dvibhuj Muralidhar Krishna. And the two arms, extra two arms, disappeared. And he became Brijananandan Krishna. And so the same thing happened when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. The extra two arms disappeared. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, therefore, this is not Alanath, this is Gopinath.
Whoa.
Arriba. Arriba.